Welcome to the Endless Honeymoon Podcast Secret Dump.
It's time for a dump.
Sorry. I'm doing good. I got all this Nicorette. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 boxes of Nicorette.
I gotta say, I like the cinnamon surge smell better than that mint smell.
Than the fruit chill?
The mint one is, I find, slightly nauseating when I smell it.
I bought 5 boxes because we're going on the road.
You're going to need more than that, Mosh.
You're probably right, but they're so expensive.
I know, but why not just get what you need? Now you're going to have to go to a Rite Aid and
I don't know how many I need.
You need a lot.
That's a lot.
You're not doing Nicorette right. You're not supposed to just like chomp on it from the second you wake up.
You're not doing Nicorette right. You chew it and don't even have a nicotine addiction.
Hey, I do now.
Don't Nick shame me.
I'm just saying it's supposed to be like a graduated like process where you like do less and less all the time.
I know. It's the pandemic is making it so that I don't want to quit. Anyway, look, I got good news, Tosh. Real good news.
What?
A couple dumps ago, maybe one dump ago, somebody called in and they were talking about going poo-poo.
Mm-hmm.
And the question came up, I was confused if women enjoy going poo-poo,
mm-hmm.
Because men have a prostate and the poo-poo slides past their prostate and makes them feel nice. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people wrote in to give their thoughts. I know this isn't your comfort zone, but...
I'm sorry, can you remind me, were you saying it feels really good when you shit?
Yeah. And I was wondering if it felt good for women.
You said that? Is that true? Like, not orgasmic, though.
No, but, like, pleasure. Okay. Hi. I'm not going to read the names on this one, because I feel like people's poo-poo, they probably want it private. Pooping is the title of the subject. Hi. I am a 27-year-old woman, and pooping feels fantastic. Not quite orgasmic, but definitely enjoyable. I've actually had this conversation with my sister before. Love the pod. Okay. Open-minded, not a lot of judgment.
It's nice to have a sister to talk to about that stuff, I guess. I'm trying to see the positive.
Well, this person, different angle. Hi, Moshe, Natasha. I've never experienced an unbelievably pleasurable poop.
Is this a man or a woman, though?
It's a woman.
Okay.
But every so often, I do feel like I'm experiencing almost like a runner's high 3/4 of the way through until I'm finished with my poo session. She has like endorphins kick in.
Yeah, so that is. That's, I mean.
But that could also be because I'm holding my breath and pushing. Love you guys.
What is she, a toddler? She's holding her breath and.
You know, she's going. Speaking of that experience, the other day, I because there's been fires in the neighborhood, I started smelling something burning.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like. What is the smell? And then I was like, oh my God, is it toast? Because, you know, smelling toast is the sign of a stroke.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started feeling something in my head, like it was a psychosomatic stroke.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm just saying, I was like, am I having a stroke? And then I felt like...
Right.
Anyway. All right, here we go. Hi, Moshe and Natasha. Can't believe I'm saying this, but sometimes it feels absolutely incredible when I go number two. Like I feel 5 pounds lighter and walk around... out of the bathroom, feeling like I'm walking on cloud 9. Well, let me tell you something. You should be walking on cloud 10, the podcast network that we're currently associated with.
I think that calling it number 2 is respectful.
Is that your favorite one?
That's my favorite so far. I truly hate poo.
Yeah,
can
poo
you
is
never
bad.
Say that?
Poo was a it was
poo
a bad
poo is okay.
It was a bad moment in human history when adults decided it was okay to say poo.
I think people thought it was funny.
Right.
And then it just stuck.
I hate it. I hate it so much.
I bet
much.
Doctors say it now.
You know what's funny? In Hebrew, the like slang term for like the equivalent of saying piss,
mm-hmm.
you know, like a tough person would say, oh, I'm going to take a piss.
Mm-hmm.
It's pee-pee. So in Hebrew, they'd be like, ani rotze pee-pee. Like a tough like biker in Israel would be like, I got to go pee-pee. I'll be right back.
That's funny.
Not done yet with this email. I've always wondered what it's like with men with their prostate. So yes, Moshe, it feels incredible. In fact, I shared that fact with my coworker just last week. She agreed. All right,
cute.
We got one more. Ready?
I think that's about as many as I can take.
Okay. Hi, Moshe, Natasha. I am a woman, very open about her digestive issues and bathroom habits. I probably need help from a gastroenterologist.
You've called the right podcast.
Your secret dumps really speak to my heart in like a weird and unhealthy way. In your most recent podcast, Hot Piss, Moshe asked a question regarding women and shitting. Specifically, he asked if shitting was as pleasurable for women as it was for men. His reason seemed to be that it was because cis women don't have a prostate for the shit to rub against on the way to the sphincter. That wasn't what it seemed to be. That was what I was saying. First, I would assume that the act of relieving oneself of a big shit is pleasurable just about everyone. Who hasn't had a massive shit and then wanted to talk about it so others could hear of the epic battle and adventure just endured? But more on the topic at hand. Women use their pelvic floor to do just about everything, including achieving orgasm and pooping. So theoretically, if a cis woman was flexing and releasing her pelvic floor muscles in order to poop, she may also experience pleasure. This is my science-like explanation. Hope it can be of help. Thanks for all the laughs. Well, well, well. It looks like women have a really nice time
on the toilet.
Going poo. Well, what do you think of number poo?
I hate it.
Can I tell you something really disgusting about me?
I surrender. Okay.
Well, actually, maybe I shouldn't tell this one. Well, one time, I've tried a lot of different things masturbating. I've tried walking.
Are you going to say shitsturbating?
While coming. I tried walking once while coming. Like, I masturbated right to the point of orgasm. And I got up. I started walking forward to see what that would be like. A little distracting. And I tried one time going to the toilet and then relieving myself right as I came. Just to see what that would feel like. A little much. Just a little too much going on.
Why?
I don't know.
Did you tell me that?
I'm just kidding. I was kidding. That was a bit.
Oh my God. All right. Can we just
do some secrets?
Listen to something else.
All right. Sorry.
Oh, I mean, it's cute. I guess I still like you.
I still like you too, honey. Let's play a secret.
Hi, guys. So this is Colony from Ireland. I have a secret that I'm not too proud of. So basically, teenage love, great, all those things. So I met a boy when I was young, as you do, and I wasn't really allowed to go out as much as other people were. So I developed a really good relationship with this guy online and basically fell in love, talking all the time, every day, everything. And we were due to go to a party together, finally get it on, finally make it happen. And on the night of the party where it was going to happen, a mutual friend of ours said that she had broken up with her long-term boyfriend and she liked him and she wanted him. So being the good friend that I am, I stepped back. And I said, that's fine, you have him. And it was very much an awkward thing to the point where he asked me if I was okay with this. It was all very awkward. And I just kind of felt, no, go ahead. You guys get together, you know, do your thing. So they were together for about a year. And we used to talk all day, every day. And so I stopped talking to him, kind of gave up on that, moved on, whatever. And then they broke up because she cheated on him and he came back to me and wanted to be together and be in a romantic relationship. And it seemed like the right time to do it. And he made this incredible romantic gesture. More than once, actually, he made incredible romantic gestures and I just couldn't face it to get with him. And that's my confession, is that when she was with him, she told me that he had a very, very small penis. And that kind of put me off the whole situation. I didn't want to be with him at all because of that. And so it never happened. It ended very badly. He ended up shaving his head and losing like 2 stone in weight. It was a very difficult situation for all of us. And I just want to say now, 10 years later, that my current fuck buddy, I've seen all sorts of them, big and small, I've seen them all. And my current fuck buddy has a small penis and it's the best sex I've ever had. And my big confession is that I regret ever turning down the potential love of my life because of penis size. It really isn't that important. It really doesn't matter that much. So thanks, guys.
That was like an essay.
It was epic. First of all, did that lady, what did she go to the perfect Irish accent store to pick that bad boy up? I mean, she that was like a narrator for a limerick.
We were due to go to a party.
I mean, that was just perfect. I mean, it was like, she should do voiceover. She probably does. That was a pretty deep confession, honestly.
Yeah, I liked it.
It was there was a lot to it. It was very much like actually like an Irish short story.
Also, how does she know that her girlfriend was telling her the truth?
Oh, that's a good way to get so your smart, Natasha.
But then it sounds to me like the guy probably did have a small penis, then it was torturing him.
The head shaving thing.
He shaved his head and lost 20 pounds.
Yeah, you're like, I don't know, maybe this was a trick. He didn't have a small. Oh, he did the 20-pound head shave. Yeah, that's a little dick move right there.
Well, I don't know. Maybe he was embarrassed. It sounded like it was an embarrassing situation. Like, it sounded to me from that someone found out that someone said that.
Right.
And it hurt his feelings because why would she feel...
But what a deep secret that was. That was really good. It was like, you know, the only way that she learned that lesson that she could have good sex with a person with a less than stellar penis size was by not knowing in the first place. So by the time she got with that guy, her current fuck buddy, it was too late to like turn back. Like when she unveiled it, she was like, yikes, I'm already here. And then was like, oh, wow, this is great. And in the end, it could have been love. That is pretty beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, you just have to know how to use your penis.
Right. I mean,
size. I mean, the only way size matters to me is that if it's big, it hurts.
Mm-hmm.
If it's too big, Mosh. That's all I mean.
Well, all I can say is the ultimate combination is really big and really skilled.
No, not really big because that hurts.
Perfectly sized and really skilled.
And it's also, you know, it depends on each person. Like, yeah.
That was great. That really did feel like an Irish short story, but a little too vulgar, right?
I liked it.
Okay, let's play another.
So I never told anybody this, but I use comedians' bits, like in real life. Like Kevin James has a bit about, you know, looking down a grocery store aisle to get his underwear untangled. And I'll go into work and I'll use that bit and people just think I'm using it as my material and they don't know it's not my stuff.
You know,
wait, I love that he wasn't even doing it for like a woman.
No, he's doing it to like appear charismatic in the world. It's funny because we talk so much about joke thievery in the comedy community, like within ourselves. We don't think about the fact that regular people are out there just like stealing our pizzazz in their interpersonal relationships all the time.
I mean, if it's helping him get along, but he just has got to know that someone might catch him on it.
He's going to get busted eventually.
And try to write some of your own bits.
What an embarrassing thing that would be. How bad would that be if he's just like, well, the one thing I could tell you, there's four words you can't say on TV. And they're like, okay, that's just Carlin. That's Carlin. What are you doing right now? That's going to be an embarrassing day when that... It's going to happen. Why Kevin James? He's so famous. Here's what you do. Go to your local open mics, haunt all of the people that are at the open mics, steal from them because they aren't famous yet. You'll get all the juice. And by the time they get famous, then that circumstance will have passed and you'll be stealing from a new up-and-comer.
They're not called open mics anymore. They're called mics.
I know.
And there aren't anymore.
Right. That's true. All right.
Because we're in day 900 of quarantine.
Well, yeah. Then, all right. Fair enough. Then keep doing the Goony Goo Goo bit from Eddie Murphy, I think. That'll work.
Okay. Can we hear one more?
Yeah.
Hi, Natasha and Moshe. My secret is, well, I went to Penn State University. And I hated about 98% of the other students that I met there. And one weekend, I had this really, really awful flu. It was just horrible. But my one girlfriend, one of the 2% people who I actually enjoyed, basically forced me out of bed when I was clearly very ill to go to a party with her to help her meet some boys. And so at this party, I found this beautiful but incredibly terrible and odious young man who I just hated within seconds of looking at him and hearing him speak. So at the party, I knew I was sick and I figured, hey, fuck it. So I went up to him, asked him if he wanted to make out. And he was like, yeah, absolutely. And I proceeded to hate make out with him for a while, knowing very well that the next few days he was going to wake up with one of the worst colds or flus of his life. Yeah. So that's my secret. Getting back at general terribleness with an ailment. Some call it bioterrorism. I call it catharsis. Thanks so much. I love the show. Bye.
I mean, I guess if there weren't COVID right now, I would love this.
Yeah, it's all a little different when it's a COVID world.
No, but I mean, I think that's interesting. I like it.
Have you ever had sex with a person you hated?
Not really, no. But she's saying she made out.
No, but I'm asking if you ever had a like hookup, like an ongoing or even one time with somebody you really didn't like.
Probably, yeah.
I have. Sometimes it's good. Sometimes you channel that energy and it becomes it makes the sex good. Sometimes. Yeah.
That's nice.
I've broken up with people though before about that. I'd be like, look, let's get real with each other. You don't like me, I don't like you. This is a sexual thing. We don't enjoy each other. Let's stop this.
Ugh, that is a terrible conversation, Moshe.
Well, it was like after a fight or something. Who knows? Well, I'm lucky I'm not in that circumstance anymore. I get to make love to the woman that I like very much. I don't just like you, Natasha.
No?
No. I enjoy you. I don't just enjoy you, though. I am feeling you.
I'm feeling you, too.
I even would go so far as to say, I love you.
I love you, too.